Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad John's a new friend. He's the founding partner of LB&A, which is a pretty cool CPA firm, certified public accounting firm out of Charlotte, North Carolina. He's the author of the book Cracking the Code, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Growing Your Business Through Mergers and Acquisitions for Pennies on the Dollar. How about that? And that doesn't sound like your grandfather's CPA firm, does it, my friends? So we want to get John in here to talk to us about the way he thinks about helping his small business clients. John Bly, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here. Thanks for being here. And
flow, it could be growth, it could be an acquisition, it could be any sort of accounting, finance activity, but tax and audit are part of that, but it's not how we lead, it's not how we differentiate ourselves from our competition.
Right, but if I wanted to come to you for accounting help or some kind of tax preparation, or I needed an audit, needed to take my business, you know, to the next level with an audit for my bank or something, you could take care of that for me too, right?
Yes, absolutely. Lots of companies with auditors as well as.
Well, the reason I'm asking these questions is I wanted folks, as my audience knows, John, for years, I've recommended that they make sure they have a relationship with a CPA firm. But one of the things that I've always been disappointed in the CPA profession is that they prefer to live in the past. They prefer to be historians, meaning, okay, what did you do, and what did that look like, rather than focus on the future. And maybe they've changed in the last few years since I quit, you know, spending I used to. But I'm a CPA firm to help business owners do more projecting, do more financial projections, like cash.
CFOs of their companies. They don't have a financial department, and they don't have people who are doing that. So if their CPA is not doing it, if their CPA is not asking the questions to push them to think what's happening in the next quarter, the next 6 months, the next 2 years in my business, then nobody's doing it.
Right. It's exactly right. And I've said for a long time, John, that if I could get every small business owner to use the Excel spreadsheet that I built for myself to manage cash, that we could cut business failures in half. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think a lot of people, the problem historically is small businesses are focused on tax and they're focused on what's happened in the last 3 months instead of what's happening in the next few months, and they don't really understand the way cash flows through a business.
That's right.
In the way
that's
receivables
exactly
come
right.
in, the way payables are due, in the way, you know, inventory management, new fixed assets, and all of that stuff. And they just sort of, you know, pay attention to what's in the bank account, and they think they're fine, and the next thing you know, they get caught with a big surprise.
I want them to know that they're going to run out of cash in September, in April. I want them to be able to call their banker and say, hey, I'm good right now, but I'm probably going to need some cash in April. Can we go ahead and set that up so I don't have to worry about that? But I'll be able to pay you back in November. What do you think about that, John?
Yeah, you know, it's really funny that you say that. I use a great example of Dell computers back in the early 90s, and the CFO said, and this is a big company, but the CFO knew that in two quarters they were going to run out of cash. He knew that in about 120 days they were going to run out of cash. And they put a plan in place to lower their days of sales outstanding from, at the time, I think it was like 64 days. And now at this point in 2014, they're about negative 20. So they get their money before 20 days before they have to push it back out to vendors. So, you know, that's a great example of how a big company was able to do it. And small companies are so much more nimble. If they think about it, they can find ways to increase their cash flow significantly on the front end.
Well, John, I'm doing this myself. I'm not an accountant.
It's something that can really impact your business and make it significantly improve and allow you to... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, don't delegate. Don't delegate the cash flow. If you're the business owner, you got to keep your fingers in that. What do you think?
I think you have to. I think you have to... You don't have to be a CPA as an owner. You have to be able to be knowledgeable. You have to be dangerous enough with the numbers to say, you know, there's a problem here, and be able to raise flags when you know, as the business owner, that there's cash flow concern. You've got to be on top of it enough and be in strategic discussions with either your CPA, your bookkeeper, whoever it is that's going to help you prepare the information to be able to make good decisions on.
Right. I got you. Okay, so what other things are you doing when you think of a small business owner it looks like they're going to make it. It looks like they're going to be a force to reckon with in the marketplace. They got customers and they got some critical mass and that sort of thing. When they come to you and say, "Will you help me?" What's the first thing you have them do?
First thing is really to ask them what their long-term plans are, because I think every small business owner needs to begin with the end in mind and think about what they want from their business. Is it a lifestyle business? Are they trying to grow it for a specific exit? Are they trying to transition it to their children 10 years from now? But if you don't know if you don't know what that end game is, there's so many different paths that I or other advisors might advise you to take. And without knowing where you want to go, it's really hard to get you on the right path and give you the right advice along those guidelines.
Right. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing that. And boy, John, did we need more firms like yours doing that, because that's exactly what small business owners need. If they're 40 years old and they want to retire in their business, they don't need to be talking to venture capitalists, do they?
No, definitely not. No, I agree with you 100%. And it really does matter.
You need to be helping them find a good bank, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's important. You know, while we're on the bank subject, it's really important, especially...
John, hold on to that thought, because I want to go back. I want to come back to this after this next break. Folks, we're going to talk about the future of your business with a man who knows how to do this, CPA John Bly, the author of the new book, Cracking the Code, and it's all about growing your business through mergers and acquisitions. How about that? We're going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.